working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We have a great show on the books today. Midday Ag News will start it off. Then the Queen of Oklahoma Weather, Channel 9's own Lacey Swope will... almost messed that up. Lacey Swope will be chit-chatting with me about herself, family, weather, and her love of the outdoors. So first, let's listen to the Midday Ag Report so we can get started talking with Lacey.
Boy, my voice is...
Hi, I'm Randy Renner on First Oklahoma Ag. The Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest is underway, and the application deadline will be here soon, so get moving on it if you haven't already done it. Well, time is quickly running out if you want your favorite pooch to be in the running for Farm Dog of the Year. The application period for the Farm Dog of the Year contest closes on Friday. Terry Moore, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President of Communications, says the contest celebrates farm dogs and the many ways they support farmers and ranchers.
The Farm Dog of the Year contest is really a chance to celebrate the important role that farm dogs play in farm families and on working farms. It's a great way to connect with those outside of agriculture through our shared love of pets.
Moore says there are a number of prizes up for grabs.
The grand prize winner gets $5,000 in prize money and a year's worth of Purina dog food, as well as being recognized at our convention. And this year, we also have up to 4 regional runners-up that will each win $1,000 in prize money. The People's Choice Pop will also return for the 2022 competition. This is an online version of the contest. The winner will get some bragging rights and also a year's worth of Purina dog food. And I do want to say we're very appreciative to Purina for supporting the Farm Dog of the Year contest.
And you can submit your dog's application online.
It's very easy to nominate your farm dog. Any Farm Bureau member can do it. And if you go to fb.org, our website, you can see the questionnaire, just a couple of questions to answer, and we'd love it if you submit a video. Easy as that.
And again, apply by Friday at fb.org/farmdog. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, that still makes me laugh. Well, here we go. But before we get started with our guest today, if anybody has any questions for her or any suggestions for my show, be sure to text in to the KECO text line at 580-225-9697. Well, here we are. Lacey Swope is in the house today. Am I right or wrong, Lacey?
You're right. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, well, welcome and thank you so much for being on the show today. Sorry about earlier. I lost my voice like in a split second. I'm not used to that.
That happens to me all the time. It's the worst time, so I know how that goes.
Well, thank you very much again for being here. But not only are you a great weather scientist, but you're a great mom, a great wife, and a great outdoors person. Is that too many greats in one sentence?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. going to happen.
Well, you didn't think I was going to get on the radio and, with you and talk about this weather, did you?
I had no idea. I never know with you. I'm just like, thank you. Thanks for having me.
FYI, my boss Gabe, you remember Friday you gave me a window for our fishing derby for the kids here at Ackley Park in Elk City?
Yes.
You hit it right on the number. We got it. It was really successful. There was over 550 fish caught in about 4 hours by hundreds of kids. It was fun. I have to send you some pictures.
Oh,
it was pretty fun.
That's a cool event.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah. Well, before we get to talking about weather and the outdoors, will you please tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
Sure. So, Lacey Swope. I go by anything. I get Swoop, Swop, Swope. I don't care.
How about Lowry?
Last name, so
How about Lowry?
I get that all the time, and she gets mine. We answer to anything around here. I don't care. But I am from Keeper, Oklahoma, so that's up in Creek County. And I grew up there. I graduated with 21. I actually grew up on property 160 acres out in Slick America. So no one's heard of that, but there is a Slick America, Slick, Oklahoma, out near Bristow. And grew up there, grew up out on the land, just doing nothing but hunting and fishing in the ponds. And I was homeschooled until my sophomore year, and started going to public school in Kiefer, is where I started to go. And I just grew up loving the outdoors. So because of my love for hunting and fishing, which my dad exposed me to it and would take me with him on his trip with my brother, I started to get interested in weather because you're sitting out in the elements all the time. And I started to ask questions, you know, why is this happening? Why when the sun comes up does the temperature drop? Why do the winds pick up as the sun gets higher in the sky? And then how does this impact wildlife? I would start to be curious. So I knew I wanted to go into weather. While I was in Kiefer going through high school, I worked at Rib Crib in Sepulpa, and that's where I met my husband Tyler. And so he's from Sepulpa. We went to OU together. Then I started working at News 9. Long story short, I've been at News 9 in Oklahoma City for 10 years now, and get to hunt all across the state and fish across the state and meet awesome people and talk about weather for a living. So I'm kind of living the dream, honestly. I got a daughter now. I got to tell you that. That's my biggest blessing in the most recent 2 years. She's almost two. And so I got to expose her to some of the outdoors recently. I got a pretty nice buck last year, and I got to have her out there with me, which was amazing after the fact. And so that's been a learning curve for me, but absolutely amazing.
Well, Brooke will be, she's old enough now, but next year you mm-hmm. and Tyler will have to bring her out to the fishing derby.
That would be awesome. She loves it. She calls them pish. She loves to pish. We fish in our pool all the time.
She's a darling. She's going to be a heartbreaker, and she's going to have Tyler on his feet here in about 10 or 12 years. And
she has started to say, right now, Mommy, right now. And she'll say that, or she'll say, Mommy, I said no.
Well, Dad,
so, if anyone's got any advice for that, she's almost two, and that's her favorite thing to say.
Well, you know, also, along with you, Tess,
yeah,
and the other Lacey, you guys are such a great spirit, and I mean, you're just it for the outdoors. You're women in the outdoors, and all three of you are celebrities. Tess is at Channel 6 in Tulsa, right?
Yeah,
your sister station.
Same company. We all work for the same company, and we're all great friends too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you guys. I mean, Tess is her pictures over the weekend. She was out noodling, and I remember a couple of years ago when you was reeling in a big old sturgeon. Is that right? Yeah, it was a couple of years back. It was before you was pregnant, and you had that fish hooked on, and I was like, what a crazy lady. But you got her in. And then Lacey Lowry, she's just been great for turkey hunting and quail hunting alike and fishing. So you guys are just
she
great.
She took off today, that little stinker. She left me on the morning show to go down to Lake Texoma today to catch stripers. So that's what she's doing.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll talk about her then, because you know she's not listening. So.
She's not listening. Yep.
Yeah. So you met Tyler in high school, is that correct?
Yep, I was 16 when we started dating.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah, because I think Beej, your favorite buddy from Tulsa, was telling me you guys were high school sweethearts. He told me that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So. That's what's so crazy. That's how we know each other, for the listener. Yes.
Yep.
You and I went to high school together.
Yep. And BJ.
In the Metropolis.
Yeah, BJ's my nephew, and he's going to OU right now. He just graduated, and he's working in Oklahoma City now, and that's how you and I met. You came out for the our North Fork Quail Forever banquet.
Yeah.
And you had a good time. You told a story in there, your first when you first shot your first deer, and there's carpet mm-hmm. in the Elks Lodge, and Lacey was telling that story, and you could hear a pin drop on the carpet in there. I mean, everybody, wow. The kids and adults alike, was just glued to you. So it was a great time, and I think you just emceed a Quail Forever banquet in Mustang Friday night, didn't you?
Yeah, Canadian Valley is the chapter, and we just did that Friday night. It was a great turnout. So I heard they raised a lot of money going straight to conservation. So I love doing that. I mean, I love to talk hunting and hear other people's hunting stories. That's what I would spend all my time doing. And so to get to go out and share a couple of mine, it's awesome.
Well, speaking of that story that you told at our Quail Forever banquet here in Elk City a few years back, I was talking to a former game warden a few days ago, and his name is Paul Cornett.
Cornett.
Yeah, yes. And he was telling me that you drew out on one of the first deer hunts they had at Fort Cobb.
And yes, I did, and I was the only girl at that hunt.
Yes, and he told me that you were the only girl, and I don't know how many, he didn't say how many guys there was there. How many boys was there? Do you remember?
I don't remember. We had a little conference thing before the hunt officially opened, and it seemed like, I mean, I was from a small town. It seemed like a ton of people all in the room. I couldn't tell you the number, but it was all boys.
Yeah, and he said you out hunted them. I think you got two deer. Is that right?
I got one, but I did get it on the opening day.
Okay. And anyway, he had high praises for you. He had high praise for you. And he said you went to a lot of trouble of locating him to thank him for what happened. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we wrote him a thank you card. Back then, when that happened, I couldn't even tell you the year. I was 12 years old, so whatever that would have been. And we wrote him a thank you card, and he took that thank you card, and he had a little article he did in the Fort Cobb newspaper and a little column he would do, and he put that letter in there and wrote to me in the paper, and then he sent me a copy of the newspaper up to Kiefer, Oklahoma. I felt famous. It was my first time ever being published. And it was just the sweetest thing. And then years later, yes, I was able to get in contact with him and just say, hey, you changed my whole life. You really did. He gave me the confidence to be a confident hunter. He was so great. I harvested my first deer, you know, and it's crazy how adults, when you're a kid, can make you just feel like $1 million. And back then, you checked your deer in. You actually went to a weigh station, you know, and checked it in. I checked it in Nowhere, Oklahoma. And he was just the kindest person ever. I mean, he was so supportive. And I just remember thinking, oh, my gosh, this game warden realized what I've done and recognized me. So I thought it was the best.
Oh, well, if you're just now joining us, I have Channel 9's news weather lady, Lacey Swope, on here, and we're talking outdoors, family, and we're getting ready to talk some weather. But Lacey, before we get into the weather, I need to take a little break with Beef News, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'll get back with you.
Perfect.
All right, we'll be back. This is Jimmy Clark on KCO FM. It's Today in Ag.
Folks, I'm Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News, and coming up, the NCBA welcoming processing capacity bill. We'll explain in a moment.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Once in a while, a product comes along that completely reinvents its category. Introducing the Rogator C-Series Professional Grade Self-Propelled Sprayer from Challenger. Its advanced yet simple solutions deliver ultra-precise crop application, save time, and make you money. We call it intelligent farming. You can call it the new benchmark in professional application. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
Introduction in the U.S. House of the Butcher Block Act. Last week received a warm welcome from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The legislation would establish a standalone loan program through the Department of Agriculture to help processors expand capacity, improve marketing options for cattle producers, and encourage competitive markets and pricing for live cattle. The supply of live cattle and the demand for U.S. beef are both strong, but a lack of processing capacity or hook space has stifled producer profitability. The legislation authorizes the Ag Secretary to establish a grant program that would support a range of research and training efforts aimed at strengthening the workforce to meet labor demands and help processors become federally inspected to increase capacity.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, we're back, Lacey. Are you there?
I am.
Cool. Well, Lacey and I are back, and if you're joining us, I just said this a while ago, but if you are just now joining us, Lacey Swope from Channel 9 Weather is on the air with us today. Lacey, my show, we just started last week, and what it is, it's about our local ag, what's happening in our area, not statewide, not national-wise. So we have a pretty good-sized area, listening area, which includes Harmon, Jackson, Greer, Kiowa, Custer, Wichita, Beckham, Roger Mills, Ellis, Dewey, Caddo, and in Texas, we have Collinsworth, Hemp Hill, and Wheeler. That's the county, so you know what kind of weather we have out here.
The kind I like.
Yeah, if it's going to get started, it starts out here, huh? And
byline, fire, and country.
Yeah, and weather plays a very huge role in the success of farming and ranching. And there's big ranches out here. There's big farms out here. This is not flat country like everybody thinks it is. It's the rolling plains. And we got the Oklahoma Rockies right here, you know, the Granite Mountains. And so, you know, you hear people sometimes griping about the forecast or not right, or you missed this, or you missed that.
I've never heard that.
No, I've never. Yeah, and I know you don't take it very well either. But, you know, weather... tell me if I'm wrong. Weather is basically, it's a science, but it's also a prediction, correct?
That's forecasting, absolutely, yes. Meteorology is trying to study why the atmosphere does what it does, and the forecast try to figure out why it does it, what it's doing next.
And how many models do you guys study?
Oh, man. Off the top of my head, probably 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a lot more than that. There's a lot more than that. It's just depending on what you're looking for consistently, 8 to 10.
Well, they, so just like right now, you guys predicted this rain, and most of it's coming true. There's been more major flooding in central Oklahoma than there has been out here, and Man, it's been a blessing out here. This, don't get me wrong, the rivers are up and the creeks are running, but there's no flooding going on out here yet, but it's been soaking in, which is great. And another thing that I've noticed since we got this rain, the temperatures cooled down, which is very rare for the end of June, and the evaporation of the moisture in the dirt has just been almost zero. I mean, it's soaking in, and that's what we want out here. And what's your forecast? I know a couple months ago I seen the National Weather Service forecasted a really dry summer for 3 months, and then all of a sudden a few weeks ago, I think it was you that I was listening to or reading on social media that, you know, hey, this next 3 months it's turned around. It's going to be maybe wet or wetter than normal. Why all of a sudden the change? What happened?
Yeah, that's where it gets very tricky. So we all forecast for, you know, for our area, and we look at different things and different patterns. And you may have one forecaster that really likes to look at different patterns of the jet stream in different areas of the world. They really feel like that's what impacts Oklahoma. And so it's not an exact science. So it's not A plus B equals C. That's not the case. So a lot of times folks will take into account their experience for a certain area and what they think the factors are. So we don't have a major El Nino or La Nina. It's not like something like that's going on. Where it's major, to where it's really having a drastic impact on our pattern. And so for me, when that happens, it's almost impossible to predict what the summer is going to be like. It really is. And so you won't ever see me doing a drastic extended forecast.
Right. No, I never have.
It's not that good. I wish it was. I would love to do that. I wish that was something I could do. You can look at a lot of climate and try to get a good educated guess, and a lot of people do that, and people are really good at it. That's just not what I get into, because the science is not that good. And just like you said, you could have one prediction 1 week that says the next 3 months are dry. It takes one shift in the jet stream, and now the next 3 months are wet.
Yeah.
And so it's just, people can't plan according to that. You can't plan according to that. And the problem is, past 9 days, predictions are very, very, very inaccurate.
Well, I have a fellow employee that works in here that wanted me to ask you a question.
Sure.
How tense does it really get in the studio when tornadoes are going on?
I wish we could have, you know, just like a live stream up of what's going on. I live for it. I mean, that is what I live and breathe for, are those heat of the moment. We call it, everyone at your battle stations. We're not in the military. We're not nearly that important or that cool. But that's the only thing you can liken it unto is it manning your station at a battle station. And so we all have our role, and we do it to the best of our ability. And when the tornado's on the ground and you see it approaching maybe a town or, you know, a populated area, it gets pretty hairy. Everyone knows what they're doing, and everyone's, you know, not skipping a beat, and it's a well-oiled machine. Now things go wrong, technology fails. Those are the moments that...
And nowadays, you guys got to keep up with what? Four or six tornado chasers out there, storm chasers. You got to keep up with them, and you know the communications when they're out there in the storms is really good, and they'll go in an area where they don't have cell phone coverage, and they probably switch to satellite phone. Who knows what they got going on out there? But they so how many people are actually in the studio when you've got some real stuff going on, when battle stations are?
Priority one is a big weather day. So we have a priority system, and we all kind of know what the priority level is and what that means our role is. And so if it's a priority one day, which means it's Oklahoma weather, that dry line's firing right on the Oklahoma-Texas border, and we've got all the trackers out, helicopters in place. We're talking from the day before. We have a group text going, and there will be our entire weather team, so all of us need to be on air. The anchors will be in there, the camera ops, a couple managers. So there's probably 10 to 15 people just in the studio alone, not to count, you know, hundreds of people behind the scenes that you don't see that are in the building. But a good 10 to 15 people that are coordinating exactly what we're doing.
So what's your prediction in the weather for the next week or 10 days?
Yeah, for the next, I can get into that and all the detail you want. The pattern for summer, honestly, with this having this much rain, just climatologically speaking, when you get this much rain in June, your summer's not going to be as hot. Now, it's going to be humid. Next week, even tomorrow, the heat index is going to be ridiculous. Just because you have all the moisture and you've got evaporation that's going to take place. And that just means a high heat index. So tomorrow, I think we'll have a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Nothing major as far as flooding. Friday, actually, a cold front arrived, or Thursday, rather, a cold front arrived. So we have a northeast wind. So highs in the low 80s again. This is well below normal. Rain, you'll have a better chance in western Oklahoma of rain coming up Thursday evening. And then Friday, a chance of rain in the morning. And really, for the 4th of July weekend, it looks pretty good.
Oh, great.
It looks pretty quiet. There's some, it looks quiet, which means, again, it's going to be like a sauna when the sun comes out. But after that, the pattern is pretty quiet into next week. There's a couple of weak storm systems. The jet stream becomes extremely weak. And with no strong jet stream overhead, you're not going to get powerful storms. You're not going to get, you know, big severe weather. It just becomes more hot, humid afternoons and, you know, mild nights and no big heat. The big heat dome, the ridge of high pressure that cooks us like they're getting in the Pacific Northwest, that does not show up in the extended forecast during the month of July. So if that doesn't come back, we're below normal for July.
Oh, great. Well, do you have any grasshopper killing weather coming? So they're taking us over out here. Wow.
It's crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing until you told me that. I need to make a graphic that's like the grasshopper, devouring level happening and to kind of show that graphic every day for folks out there. I just love that I can text you anything. Okay, random questions I get that I don't know. I'm like, hey, Jimmy.
And people, she cares about us out here in the farming and ranching business because, like, during the winter when we had that severe cold storm come through, her first thing she did was she texted me and asked me, how does cold weather affect cattle, calving, and the whole nine yards? And I informed her the best I can so she can understand it, and then that way she can feel the pain we got going on out here, because there was a lot of baby calves that died in that cold front, severe winter storm. I mean, bunch, even all the way down to Lake Texoma, where Lacey Lowry is fishing right now, thank you. And but those, I had a buddy down there that said they'd get calves, take them to the warming barn, and by the time they got back out there in the pasture, they lost four or five. And it's just crazy. And then,
I mean, I heard from countless ranchers that same story, busting the ice, not being able to bust the ice and not being able to keep up with it, or cattle walking out on the pond and falling through. And those are things that, I mean, I don't have cattle, so I love being able to just pick up my phone and text you. You're the most informative person I know when it comes to that type of information. You can get it to me, and I can be more informed on how the weather is impacting people. I think it's a great relationship.
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome relationship. And then, you know, this weekend you text me how much hay was worth, you know, and it all depends on what kind of hay it is. But there's a lot of people putting up grass hay and alfalfa, and you know, most bottoms along creeks and rivers is where they grow alfalfa. And this, you know, it just got crazy, you know, just south of here, 10 miles at Retrop, is just a little town straight south of Elk City on Highway 6.
Oh, I know where Retrop is.
Yeah, you know where Retrop is. And Von Kinnemer, a really good friend of mine out there, they got 8.2 inches, and I only got 1 inch at my place at Willow. This just as the crow flies, not 10 miles across the pasture. It's crazy.
Yep.
And
it's wild. Up here in Lincoln County, they got over a foot of rain, and I cannot you how many hay bales I saw floating or washing away, like washing down the streets, because those streets become rivers whenever it flooded so bad. I mean, there were folks that lost hundreds and hundreds of bales of hay.
And I really don't think you can insure that hay until it's actually stacked, and I might be wrong on that, but that's the way my insurance agent does it. I can stack hay and no more than 80 bales, 75 or 80 bales in one stack, and then I have to start a separate one, but it's not insured until it's actually out of the field and stacked. So it's a big loss. It's a lot of money and lots of hard work, because that equipment's not cheap, you know. And so, but Lacey, I hope we can do this again, and thank you so much for being on the today and taking time out. I know you're ready to go take your nap. What time do you get up?
1:30.
That's what I thought. I stole somebody today. I thought it was 1:30, and you go to work, God bless you for what you do with weather and keeping us informed on out here. And if you'll just hang on 1 second, I'm going to break for our beef break even, and I'll get on the phone with you and say goodbye.
All right.
We'll be back in just a minute. And this is Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Beef Break Even, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. I served for 11 years in the United States Army. While I was on a combat patrol in Baqaba, Iraq, a rocket-propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. When I came home, I felt alone. My family was around me, but I couldn't talk to them about what I'd seen and what I'd done. I remember just thinking, man, the way I am right now, I don't want to live. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. You don't have to be severely wounded to be with the Wounded Warrior Project. We do have a lot of guys that have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story, I guess it kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. Just because you have left the military doesn't mean your life is over. Because when these guys are coming home, I'm kind of leading and training them. Instead of for combat, I'm leading and training them to heal. If I come away with anything from Wounded Warrior Project, it's them giving my life back. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright. Beef. Break even. You know, ransomware attacks aren't going away, including against major ag and food interests like JBS and USDA. Secretary Tom Vilsack warning, agriculture must be prepared. Now, JBS paid $11 million in ransom to hackers, and Colonial Pipeline paid $4 million. President Biden called on Russia's Vladimir Putin to crack down on cyber extortion from Russia, warned the U.S. will respond if the attacks continue. But Vilsack says agriculture has to be ready.
Well, the first order of business, I think, is to make sure that everyone in the food industry and food business understands the steps that they need to take to harden their systems. A set of standards or a set of guidance or requirements for hardened systems, and we're going to convene food groups to essentially make sure they understand and appreciate precisely what is required.
And USDA and other agencies will work with law enforcement.
Secondly, we'll be more than happy to cooperate with any legal investigation. And I think there's also an issue of this whole notion of cryptocurrency, which is outside of my area of expertise, but one that I suspect that folks in the Senate and the House need to be thinking very strongly about.
Montana U.S. Senator John Tester says, though, there is another problem.
Concentration in the food industry, and meat industry in particular in this case, has been a big concern of mine. And now that the cyber criminals have figured this is a good way to screw up our economy, you control food, you tend to control people. That is a problem.
Again, that's U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack and Montana U.S. Senator John Tester addressing ag ransomware concerns.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. Man, what a great show that was. Lacey, she's my hero. She just, not only is she beautiful, she's a great person. She's a true Oklahoma lady, and it was great having her on here. And hopefully we can have her on here again because she's full of all kinds of good information. Well, even though she said it, I'm going to do it again. Here's your weather forecast. Today's high will be in the 77, and we got a 70% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 82 and 40% chance of rain. Thursday and Friday, rain chances go back up with the temperatures in the 80s. So it's going to be humid. Elk City Livestock Auction had 1,838 head on hand Friday. Looks like the market was steady. There will not be a sale at Elk City this coming Friday because of the 4th of July holiday weekend. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction had 1,183 head on hand yesterday. It looks like steers and heifers were up a little bit. For example, 97 steers weighing 872 pounds brought $142.66 per hundred. It's pretty good. 58 heifers weighing 862 pounds brought $1.30. Brandon said there will not be a sale on Monday at Clinton, July 5th, because of the holidays. An FYI for you. Summer crop reporting is due by July 15th at your county FSA offices. Also, the FSA offices are accepting nominations for county committee members. Deadline on your nomination is August the 2nd. There was some good news yesterday out of Iowa. Tin Corp is constructing a $325 million beef processing plant. It's American-owned and will process up to 1,500 head a day and employ up to 725 people. This is in Iowa, the big four that's been reaping the benefits of the cattle market for the last few years has some competition now, and I'm enjoying this, so I'll keep my eye on that deal. Wheat harvest is 70% complete in Oklahoma, basically 100% complete around here except for some small fields. We got rye harvest going on, but the wheat, because of the weather, it's been delayed, and hopefully they can get back in the field soon, probably this weekend during the 4th. But 30% of the wheat is harvested in Kansas already because it got hot and dry up there just like it did here at the same time. So it all started ripening. So let's listen to a three-minute market, and I'll be back to finish it up.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag, and let's check the midday markets on this Tuesday. Live cattle, June up 22, 122.32. August up 15, 121.75. Feeder cattle, August, up 75 at 157.10. September, up 72, 159.80. Lean hogs, July, up 167, 106.62. August, up 102, 103.80. July corn, up 13 3 quarters, 689 and a quarter. September, up 2 and 3 quarters, 561. Kansas City wheat, July, up 4 and a quarter at 622 and a quarter. September, up 3 and a half at 630 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July, down a quarter, 645, 3 quarters. September, up a half, 652. October cotton, down 8 points at 88.19. December, unchanged, 87.43. July soybeans, up 1.5 at 13.58.5. August, up 3.5 at 13.40.25. Crude oil, August, up 26 cents at 73.16. September, up 23 at 72.43. We'll check some cattle auction numbers here in a moment.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
The best just got better at Livingston Machinery. The all-new Heston WR9900 Series Windrower, with options that include a powerful 265-horsepower engine and advanced cab suspension for a smoother ride. That long day in the field just got shorter and more enjoyable. Plus, the four new models offer more power without the inconvenience of added weight or overall dimensions. Find the right fit for you today. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
The Tulsa Stockyards, the final numbers for June 28th. Slaughter cattle this week 246, last reported 161, last year 383. Feeder cattle this week 1,639, last reported 1,707, last year 2,144. Replacement cattle this week 16, last reported 32, last year 45. Now compared to last week, steers $4 to $7 lower. Heifers mostly steady. Demand good, quality good. Slaughter cows $2 lower. Slaughter bulls steady. Total of 262 cows and bulls sold, 49% going to Packers. Well, that's a check of the midday markets on this Tuesday. Have a great day.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. Tomorrow's guest will be Kathy Fowler with Fowler Insurance. Please join me as we talk about crop and annual and animal insurance. Don't forget to download our Paragon Communications app on your phone so you can listen to our show if you can't find us on KECO 96.5. Well, that's it for today. I hope you're enjoying the show. So have a great day and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Keep this frequency clear.
96.5 KECO.
Join us at Pioneer Cellular and get